From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. President Barack Obama will make the case Tuesday that his counterterrorism policies have helped protect Americans from evolving international threats as he prepares to hand over the White House to a successor who's been critical of his approach. President Obama will deliver his final major speech on national security as president at MacDill Air Force Base in Tampa, Florida. You can listen to the president's speech at voanews.com. U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter Tuesday said that he expected that President-elect Donald Trump's administration will preserve the strategic mission of the U.S. 7th Fleet as he addressed the U.S. troops during his official visit to Japan.
Your strategic mission and your strategic need are connected to the world out here. And the world isn't going to change because our administrations are changing. So new people will make their own decisions, but it's going to be in the same strategic context that you are now operating.
Carter is in Japan to try to soothe anxieties caused by the victory of President-elect Donald Trump. Danish police Tuesday said it had arrested a man suspected of seriously wounding one of its officers by shooting him in the head outside a police station in a Copenhagen suburb earlier in the day. Police said the 26-year-old suspect was known to the force and that it believed that he acted alone. He was detained in Albertslund, where the shooting occurred. The officer's condition was deemed serious by medical personnel. Syria's government said Tuesday that it would not agree to a ceasefire in Aleppo unless it guarantees a full withdrawal of rebel factions from the city. The foreign ministry in a statement said that Syria will not leave its citizens to be held hostage by terrorists. VOA News. Iran's President Hassan Rouhani said Tuesday that Congress's decision to renew U.S. sanctions for 10 years would elicit a harsh reaction and prove the United States was still an enemy. The Iranian president said in a speech to students at Tehran University, America is our enemy. We have no doubt about this. The Americans want to put as much pressure on us as they can. The Iran Sanctions Act passed the U.S. Senate 99-0 last week after easily clearing the House of Representatives in November. President Barack Obama is expected to sign that measure into law. Strengthening EU-NATO cooperation is the best way to respond to doubts over the future of transatlantic security ties. That comes from NATO head Jens Stoltenberg Tuesday. He says he spoke to NATO foreign ministers that are gathered for a two-day talks at an alliance headquarters in Brussels. He said questions have been asked related to the strength of the transatlantic bond. Stoltenberg and EU Foreign Affairs Fed Federica Mogherini are due later Tuesday to announce a series of joint efforts, among them combating cyber attacks and responding to new hybrid threats, which Russia used so effectively in the Ukraine crisis. A Saudi court sentenced 15 people to death Tuesday after convicting them of spying for the kingdom's regional rival, Iran. All 15 were Saudi citizens, and most of them were members of the kingdom's Shiite minority. The death sentences are expected to be appealed. Sick Kenyans were turned away from hospitals and patients left stranded in their wards as a crippling strike by doctors and nurses demanded pay raises entered a second day Tuesday. Several patients are reported to have died as a result of lack of care in public hospitals, many of which are completely unstaffed. Kenyans have been directed to private clinics. Amid this nationwide medical strike, nearly 100 psychiatric patients escaped from a Kenyan hospital on Monday after it was left unattended. Dr. Julius Odago is the medical superintendent of the Mathari Hospital.
They scaled up the wall surrounding the wards and came out within the hospital compound. They just wandered away.
He said he's optimistic they'll be found and returned to the hospital. Air travelers faced a scramble to catch flights at Paris Charles de Gaulle Airport Tuesday after an accident on a rail link to the city center put the line out of action for the day. Traffic on the RERB commuter line was blocked to and from Paris's main airport just before 9 a.m. local time. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.